This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if you guys can tell or not.
Hold on. No?
You haven't felt anything weird? I've been holding this in this whole time. And it's this is kind of a heavy thing that I want to talk about.
Oh. Your shirt's a little baggier than normal.
I noticed that. Yeah.
This is a medium from being
it
a
looks
person.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Like, just some of their shirts are just huge. This is like...
It looks good. You look chill.
That's not it.
No, okay.
No,
thanks for talking about how you think I look fat in all my other shirts.
No,
that's not.
That is exactly what I heard.
Not at all what
I don't know how I'm going to get home tonight. I don't know that I'm going to be able to operate a motor vehicle again. I can't say 100%, but I now know what it feels like to take a human life, and I feel like I'm forever scarred from that. Aaron is what? Just staring at me. You're making
because
me smile because you think that I'm messing around.
Yes.
I'm being
I'm not.
I'm 100% telling the truth.
The stakes just got a little higher. I feel on the show.
Well, if you want me to make it funny, I can make it sort of funny.
I just don't trust you being serious.
You should trust me because
ever.
I'm being very serious about this. The thing, this will solidify it for you. It's so life-changing that I may actually agree with T-Hack on something that I have staunchly had. Like, he and I have been in very big arguments about this thing, and now I'm kind of on his team because of what happened to me today. And would you stop smiling at me because I'm trying?
You're making me smile
because you have this.
This is just my face.
No, it's not your face because you're normally have a little bit of RBF on you.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Trust me. You don't. Okay, you don't. I'm sorry. I almost killed the guy today.
Wow.
So I am waiting at the stoplight at 225 and whatever Tamarack.
Okay.
To turn to come to the radio station. And I'm waiting. And then if you look to the side, the crosswalk is counting down.
Mm-hmm.
So it counts down to zero. And then a few seconds after zero, the light turns yellow, then red, then I can go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like zero, yellow, red, go. And I even didn't hit the gas right away. Because my car, if you don't hit the gas right of the way, when it sees the light go green, it goes, it's like, hey, man, wake up.
Yeah.
It's a green light.
Okay. Well, nice.
I have a Tesla that's very, very fast. So I hit the gas and immediately saw an old man who was riding his bike across on Tamarack.
What?
On a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched his face as he realized, I am going to kill him.
Oh my god.
Like the look on his face, I can literally see his face right now. And I don't even know why I'm telling this story on the air. Maybe he's listening. I got so scared. I sat at Tamarack and 225 for like 15 minutes today.
Wow.
Because I'm just like, I don't know what to do. And he just kept riding. Like he had to dirt his bike and then he picked it back up and kept riding. I thought for sure I was ready, like at first I was super apologetic, but I'm like, dude, you didn't do anything wrong.
No, no.
With zero, I didn't look up the street to see if there was some J-hole riding his bike too fast to stop, and he made no effort to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm a bicyclist, so I have the right of way. And it's like, you don't though. You still have to obey the traffic laws.
Wow.
And he did not. But I'm going to tell you right now, he made peace with his death, and I made peace with killing him. Like, there was a moment where we all realized, I just killed this guy.
Oh my gosh.
And barely got it stopped.
Wow. And he had to
dirt his bike.
Get off.
Yeah.
So did he fall? Was he okay?
He was fine. He just jumped back up. And
did he yell at you or anything afterwards?
That's what
or?
I was expecting. And I was like, I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I was like, I ran through all of the emotions sitting there. Cause then I was like, I'm gonna chase this guy down. I'm gonna drag him off his bike and go, you don't get to be on the road anymore. And I'm like, you can't, I don't want to be you, Tiak. I don't want to be anti-bike because you get mad when they're on the road. I'd rather have them on the road than on the sidewalk, but you're mad that they are on the road, but hugging that line or over that line.
Right. Cause I feel like I'm going to hit them.
Right. And it's,
and I don't want to.
Trust me, when you see the look in their eyes, when you almost do, it's one of the worst things you'll ever feel.
Well, wow. I remember being in high school and younger and stuff, riding our bikes around all the time. And I remember we had this thing where we would always yell to each other, yield to pedestrians, because that's the law, right? It's like, oh, yield to pedestrians. And we'd be zipping around all over the place. 100%. And now that I'm older and I realize that's dumb. We were very dumb. Because, yes, the law or whatever, yield to pedestrians, but if you don't see the pedestrian until it's too late to yield,
that pedestrian is dead.
Right. And then it doesn't really matter the legality of what happened.
Correct.
Right.
Because you're dead.
Yes. So I don't know what to do now, because I kind of want to be on Team T-Hack and go, bicyclists, if you don't understand, like, you
there's should... been like a whole trend, because I've seen it with cars too. Like, I will not, if I get the green, I will wait an extra 3 or 4 seconds because people are running the red like
why?
Crazy.
Like, what? Why is it anarchy right now?
I don't know.
I've seen the same thing too, yeah. though. Yeah.
Like, so I will wait. And if you honk behind me, that's fine.
So the new rule is
no,
you got to drive wrong. Because everyone else is driving more wrong? Is that what
kind
you're saying?
Of.
Like, I honestly don't know how to wrap this whole thing up. I just wanted it to be, because I've been holding this. I knew we had other things we had to get to, but I'm like, I swear, then I drove and got poke. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get in here because my internet wasn't working at home, and I literally just sat. If you saw a Tesla up like on the median at 225 in Tamarack, that was me. I sat there forever. Because I'm like, and then it was tough to get here. Then I pulled into the parking lot. I'm like, hands at 10 and 2, going 4 miles. I have a car that is a rocket ship, and I'm afraid to drive it. So,
well, thankfully, nobody was hurt, right? Like, he
was not
hurt.
He just kept riding. And
he didn't,
I think,
he didn't look back, or he didn't give you a, he didn't like a,
dude, the look on his face,
or?
I swear to God, like, I don't want to get all weird, but I'm also watching Dexter, and like, Dexter sort of, I think, gets off on like, cutting the dude's face before and like looking
getting
at them
sample,
going like,
yeah.
I know he gets off on looking at what a person looks like before he kills them. And I saw it in this guy's face and I'm like, I'm not right. I don't feel right. I don't think I'm gonna be like, I'm thinking about literally finding somebody who's got mushrooms tonight and just tripping balls to get out of this. Like,
oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know what to do. Can I say that? I think I just did.
Well, yeah. Can't go back.
I don't know.
So,
do you want to do a spin class or something?
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.